Blackstone Audio presents Hunter by Mercedes Lackey. This book is read by Amy Landon. To the loving memory of my mother, Joyce Rich, who was always there for me and was from the first my biggest fan. 1. You couldn't see outside the train windows at night. The conductor had opaqued them. Most people probably wouldn't want to see out anyway. I looked around at the rest of the passengers in the car. I'd noticed when I got to my seat that I was the only one there who was under 30 years old. I'd seen flashes of fancy rail cars like this in vids and while waiting for track clearance at the Spring Station when I'd been down there with my master. Stepping into the sleek silver tube with its rows of heavily padded blue-gray seats had felt unreal. As I covertly examined the people around me, in their clothing that was obviously not handmade, I wondered if they were trying to figure out why I had invaded their expensive, important world. They'd been studiously leaving me alone in that way that said they were curious but didn't intend to actually say anything, while I stared at the reflections in the dark windows and wished I were back in my little room. Or maybe they already knew what I was. Master Keto had told me on the drive down to the Spring Station that all the personnel on the train were told about me. So maybe the passengers were too. Now I was the only one still awake. Pretty much everyone else had their seats in the recline position, their cocoons on and their privacy hoods over their heads and shoulders. It looked like a scene out of one of the drama vids we watch now and again, the ones that turned up in the Weekly Mail. I didn't care for them much, but my best friend, Kay, loved them, so I always sat through them without a complaint. That's what friends do.